got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Amazing question. I had amazing responses so far. Is intelligence part of, is anger a part of intelligence, see, or stupidity? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, busy, protesting downtown L.A. against Donald Trump because he's trying to send illegals, not trying, but is sending illegal aliens back to their country, illegal aliens, and you're protesting with Mexican flags, in the protests in America, why being upset that Donald Trump is sending illegals back? Or if you're just stuck on the freeway because the illegal protesters are blocking the freeway, you can't get to your destination, you could be listening to the show too. On your iPhone or iPad, you can podcast, and then once you finally get home, or you're finally sent back to Mexico, wherever you came from, you can listen to the show. You can podcast. But you could be listening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! Again. Amazing. We just had a Tuesday. What the? But it's Tuesday again. And every Tuesday, for those who are really enjoying the country and western music, it may have been on Joe L. Friday TV on yesterday. He black. Maybe I saw it on the local news or both. They had some type of award show over the weekend, I guess. And they had a segment in there for the best country and western performer or singer or whatever. Guess who got the, who they gave the trophy to? the award to, or whatever they gave away, to a person that couldn't sing country or western if she had to. And when they gave it to her, I knew it was a DEI giveaway. They got all these white singing, real country and western people in the country singing country and western music. And guess who they gave it to? Because she decided she wanted to be a part of it, because that's, I believe, because that's where the money is. I could be wrong. But guess who they gave the best country and western award, so-called award, to? Beyonce. They gave it to Beyonce, and Beyonce ain't even no country western singer. She just happened to be black, and they gave it to her. And I saw the disappointment on at least one of the country western singer females. Oh, Joelle Fryder telling me now she won the best country western album. White people, when will y'all stop? When will you stop being afraid of the blacks? You're hurting them. Now, I know some of the politician whites, Republican, right over Republican, and the Democrats are using the blacks. I know they are doing it. But when will normal white people stop it? Y'all had no business giving that gal a country western album, best country western. You know that wasn't real. She can't even say, Lord, I was born a traveling man, hanging around and doing the best I can. Can you believe that? I was like, what the? So the Anchor Baby is telling me in her so-called country album, she writes about racism, no wonder. I heard it in one of her songs, in one song. She writes about racism, no wonder the white one. That's all you got to say. And the white people going to let it go. You just put racism in there. And the whites are on the run, nowhere to hide, and they run. I got to run, I got to hide, I got to find a place to be free again. The white people gave in again. Beyonce can't say no country and western music? What? And the only reason she's getting away with the other kind of music, she's naked all the time. If it weren't for her being naked, she would get nowhere. And you gave up the country and it's over. I thought it was bad enough when you gave up America to a so-called black president, Obama. You've given up country and western music. What? And nothing left now. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. But anyway, I went off the path a little bit there. I was stunned. Not really stunned by it, but stunned. Anyway, it's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. That is an amazing song. I can't get enough of it. It's from Pete out of Alaska. Pete, thank you, man. Pete needs to market that. It really does. It hit home. It touched the soul, the nerve. It's amazing. If anyone should get a Grammy for country and western singing, it should be Pete from Alaska, not Beyonce. What the? Thank you, Pete. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It's so amazing to me, this battle that we all have going on. And most people spend a lifetime not ever discovering it. They are so outwardly looking that they never really see the real battle that's happening in them. And it's all in them. It's nowhere else. It's inside of every human being, but you're looking on the outside for it. And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And it has no other choice because the people of the world are evil. They're of their father, the devil. They have not returned to the true father, God. And they're fighting one another. They are literally destroying one another. You see that they gave a country and western album, the best country and western album, to Beyonce out of fear of being called racist. While Pete from Alaska is making real country and western music. When will you overcome fear? Fear is an illusion. It's not even real. Why don't you step out of your prison and see that there was never any reason to be afraid and that the fear you had was in you. It was in the mind and emotion, and it wasn't true. Fear not. There is nothing to be afraid of. Isn't that amazing? Nothing. Nothing, zero. But fear prevent you from functioning freely in life. You're afraid of other people? I want you to think about this. For those who are working on themselves, it's not for everybody. Everybody is not working on themselves. And then some people start and they stop. It's not for you either. And for those who endure to the end. And for those who endure to the end. I want to encourage you to pay attention to the next time the words of fear and the feeling come. Pay attention. Catch it. And then don't go with it. See what happens. Just see what happens. Why don't you just see, okay, I'm not going with the fear this time. But you're not catching it in time. And if you don't catch it, it conquers you before you realize it because you truly think that is you. And another thing, whether you like it or not, know it or not, believe it or not, accept it or not, it's up to you. Really. Human beings are evil. No one knows the depths of the evilness of a human heart. And they love to think that they are good. Oh, I'm good. Are you even? No, I'm good. I had one young lady tell me, she called into the show, as a matter of fact. She felt it was offensive to tell her that she was evil. But I'm like, what the? But you don't have to stay that way. Salvation's of the heart. I want, once again, to encourage you to have a little space between you and the great white hope, Donald Trump. Have a little space and observe him. Just watch him without judging. without judgment. You should do that, period, in whole life anyway, but I know you're not going to do that. But watch Donald Trump without judging with thoughts, eyes, words, gestures, or feelings, emotions. Just watch him and see what you see. He is dealing with life in the way that all human beings should do, but not going to do. But those who are men and women who are working on overcoming, you will. You stay with it. Donald Trump is dealing with life. Think about all the stuff he went through prior to election. And he just, no fear. No fear. No word about what you or anyone else thought about him. Not even thinking about that. There's something there. Why don't you watch? And it's good. And it's driving his enemies insane. They're still trying to call him names. They're still trying to say he's Hitler. They haven't learned anything because they're lost. Who are you more concerned about what they think about you? God or human beings? God forgives, human beings don't. God forget, human beings don't. Who are you most concerned about? Who are you most afraid of? Why don't you take control of your own life? And because the world is of the Old Testament, and all you see is mass destruction. And it's going to get worse. I'm looking at, and we have that coming up for you, but I'm looking at these people protesting downtown L.A. on yesterday. Apparently they did it Sunday. We had that soundbite. And they did it yesterday. They all in the freeway, on the freeway, in the way. And you know why they are protesting? They don't want Donald Trump to send the illegals back to their country, people who broke the law to get here. And these same people want to stay in America, want to be in America, and they carry a Mexican flag. Trying to protect lawbreakers while carrying a Mexican flag and saying that they want to be in America. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And in New York, the Democrats have, but that's how you are in your life, too. You don't learn anything unless you're clearly working on yourself and you start to see. These people have lost the election, and they lost by a great number. And in New York, they still want hospitals to perform. They still want hospital to end, tell a hospital ending gender affirming, whatever that means. A gender affirming care for you could be a violation. In New York, they haven't gotten the message yet, but you don't either. Don't you go to the ladies, when you break up with one husband, don't you go and find another husband who is the same kind of a person? There's nothing different about them. And men, don't you go and find that you break up with one wife. Don't you go and find another wife who is the same? You don't learn anything. Friends, so-called friendships and familyship, you go and find the same thing over and over and over again. You don't learn because you're blind and cannot see. So in spite of losing in a major deal, the Democrats are still lost. They don't know what to do. They are blind and cannot see. According to ABC 7, New York AG, Attorney General, warned hospital ending gender-affirming care for youth could be a violation of state law. Watch this from ABC 7.
Attorney General is warning hospitals they may be violating state law if they follow President Trump's executive order to end gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. The letter from AG Letitia James says denying care could be considered discrimination. Hospital systems such as NYU Langone began canceling appointments for some children, according to a report from the New York Times. Trump's order threatens to withhold funding from hospitals that provide gender-affirming treatments to people under 19.
Amazing, huh? They don't care. Look what they got for an attorney general. That female doesn't know what she's doing. She black. She has no clue how to be an attorney general. You gave over America to a person like that, and then you gave away country and Western music to Beyonce. My country is gone. Sorry. Now, I believe that Trump is going to, we'll see, but I believe he's going to make living a little easier for American citizens by... Right now, it's being reported that they have total, America has total control of the borders now. They shut it down overnight. Donald Trump hasn't been in there for, what, how long now, Nick? 2 weeks?
Yeah, let's call it 2 weeks.
But that's not what it is?
It is.
Oh, okay.
A little more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little more.
And he shut down the border already. And then, Mexico was like, I don't care about no, I ain't gonna do no terror. We ain't gonna do a female, so-called female president in Mexico. Can you believe that? I ain't doing no, the mafia must really love her. I'm not doing a terror with you, Donald Trump. You can't, you know that. And then she turned around playing. And Donald Trump, you need to watch him. All you need to do is just watch. I can imagine, using the imagination for a minute, that when Christ walked the earth, some people just observed him. And when they observed him, they knew who he were. They may not have understood his whole mission, but they knew there was something amazing and differently that was good about him. Likewise with Donald Trump. Can you imagine this female, a so-called attorney general, is telling the hospital, according to this report, you may be in violation of the law if you stop doing this crazy stuff, surgery on little children. Gender affirming, whatever that means. She doesn't care. This kind of woman is the type of females that run hoods in the black areas. And you elected her as a so-called attorney general. You gave up your country. Obama wasn't enough for you. The fallen Messiah and Big Mama wasn't, Michelle wasn't enough. You wanted more. And I mentioned this, they had this rally down in L.A., downtown L.A., on Sunday. And another one yesterday. And they are rallying against Donald Trump, making America great again. Bringing everything to order. They love disorder because they can bring all their family members and everybody else just right across the borders. So they held a rally carrying, it was bad enough that they were trying to protect lawbreakers, but it's even worse, they had Mexican flags. It's a spiritual battle, folks. When will you take responsibility for your own life? Lots of the time, thousands of protesters rallied in downtown Los Angeles on Saturday. against President Trump crackdown on illegals. Watch this from KTLA.
Hundreds seen taking over the freeway and marching in the streets of downtown L.A., protesting President Donald Trump's policies regarding immigration and deportations.
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Us as Latinas, Latinos, us as Hispanics, it's scary for everybody. We don't know the future.
Since his first day back in office, Trump has signed a flurry of executive orders, giving the military a greater presence at the U.S.-Mexico border and the reduction of restrictions previously levied against immigration and customs enforcement. While many immigrants fear for the deportation of families and children, the president says he's targeting dangerous and heinous individuals that the administration is removing from the American communities.
Take the family and children back, too. And that's because it's the children. We care about the children. No, you don't. You don't care about the children. You're lying. And when you're crying, you're lying. When she's crying, she's lying. Think about that. And then I'm wondering now, how is it that all these people can protest in America and try to tell the American government what to do and not to do, but they can't do the same thing in their own country and make their own country better? How is that? You are brave enough to go up against Donald Trump, but not brave enough to go up against the so-called president in your own country? Make your own country better. Go over there and protest on their freeways, if they have freeways. I think they may still have dirt roads. Think about that. Hake is telling me that he heard, this is from Hake, I haven't heard about this. He heard on a report on the radio, that somebody got hit and killed walking on the freeway. I can see that happening because a lot of people, most people have anger, nearly all people. And they get frustrated right away. They already feel with anger and easy for that rage to come and just run over them. They should not be controlled by anger, but that's what will happen. So I'm not surprised to hear that. But just think about this. They are marching in the streets of the United States, but not in Mexico, a place that they're supposed to be running from. Why are you not brave enough to march in Mexico? Here are some of the comments from some of the so-called protesters. Watch this.
But we've seen nearly 1,000 deportations daily, a fear for many.
We've seen it already a bunch of times all over, so he doesn't care. We need to be treated like humans. And, you know,
tell
we're
Mexico
being treated
that.
Inhumane. My parents came here at the age of 18, and I feel like it's only right for my siblings and I to take advantage of their struggles, and I feel like that's for everyone here, too. We have a voice, and I think it's only right we use it for our parents and our grandparents.
And say they'll continue to resist deportations.
Use your voice, make a difference. Y que viva la raza.
Oh, she must be, is she Mexican? She is Mexican. She looked like a Chinese or something. But she spoke Spanish or something, right?
Sometimes they look like that.
Like that?
Yeah, sometimes the Mexicans can look a little Asian.
Maybe the Chinese people got crossing the border through from China to Mexico to here. They made a little stop off.
Yeah, I don't think. She might have a little Asian in her.
When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat. Grandpa, this is inhumane. Go over to Mexico and protest and tell your government that. Don't tell our government. We're sending you back home. It's the right thing to do. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Good morning. How are y'all? Are you having your coffee? And are you having your Pachi's coffee? We have the freshest flavor. Every bag is roasted to order. Top quality. Your punchy coffee. And every bag that you buy, every dime goes back to my nonprofit of rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man. We've been around come next Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. What, 35 years, Hake, since 1990? Isn't that amazing? Every dime goes back into helping us to help others. And you have some good coffee. Really. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, and get your Punchy's coffee right now, right now. And I appreciate it. And make a donation to Barn as well. We need your support. And you've been helped by us. Help us to help others. I shouldn't have to ask, but I understand you need a reminder. And for special shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout out, whatever shout out, I'll do it for you. I've been doing them, I'm like, every day I got to do shout out. Shout out! Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow, ring the bell. Y'all know how to do all that, right? A lot of time I forget to remind you. I'm from the old school. And you black. And we're on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv, where Christ is King. JLP Talk on X and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe, follow, and blah, blah, blah. Ring the bell. And last but not least, check out the brand new episode on Punchy TV. It aired yesterday and it was amazing. Watch this.
Does she look better with or without makeup?
My girl, let me sign with him.
Be careful, Nick.
Yeah. You like the makeup and the fake boobs, fake butt. You like the plastic surgery.
Enhancements are cool.
See? You know,
as long as they're not overdone.
Why do you have to get an enhancement? It's like you're lazy.
They make a woman more attractive.
Would you pick a 9 enhanced or a 7.5 natural?
What does that mean?
Because you want to have sex with her.
Thanks, Nick.
Just there was some confusion I had to
tell you. I hope your mama don't see that, Nick.
She's a Christian lady.
Yeah, I know. She's going to turn over her Bible. Amazing. Punchy.tv. Like, follow, subscribe. It's on YouTube and Punchy. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, do all that good stuff. And so this coming Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, my nonprofit will be 35 years old. What the? 888-7753-773. Let me go to a first-time call in California. Thank you, Nick. And talk to Paul out of California. Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going? Can you hear me?
All is well, Paul.
All right. So I want to talk about a little bit of end time prophecy and a couple of books that I read, if that's okay.
Well, don't mention the books, but you can talk about the end time.
Okay, sure. No problem. So I believe that basically the governments, they're all in collaboration with each other against the people of the world. And they have the whole world fooled, and they're all good friends with each other, and we are their enemy, basically. And they identify any potential leader out of the masses, and they basically isolate them, and they make them to where they can't lead people.
And what does that have to do with end time?
The end times, it's like basically the Zionists are in control of the whole world.
Did you say you wanted to talk about the end time?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Did you say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure. And what about the end time?
Well, it's the preparation for the end times by the Zionists. These are people who are trying to usher in the Antichrist.
And what is the end time?
The end times, I believe, is it's prophecy. It's like it is a series of things that have to happen before the Antichrist comes. So they're ushering in the Antichrist so that, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. There's nothing more to it. They're ushering in the Antichrist.
And what is the end time?
What is the end times?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, the end times is when the devil rules on the earth before God comes back. That's the end times.
The devil's already doing that.
Absolutely, that's what I'm trying to say.
So if the devil is already doing that, doesn't that mean the end time is already happening?
Yeah, but the Antichrist hasn't been identified yet, so that's why I think that it's not the end yet.
But what is the Antichrist?
The Antichrist is the opposite of Jesus.
And what is that?
Oh, well, Jesus is God, so it would be the opposite of God. He's the ultimate pretender.
And where did you get the information that Jesus is God?
Oh, that's from the Bible, that's for sure.
Where in the Bible does it say Jesus is God?
It's, You know, I can't think of that exact quote, to be honest with you.
So why do you say it's in the Bible? That's for sure, but you can't find it anywhere in the Bible.
Well, I just don't have it in front of me, and
You have never had that in front of you, and you have never read anywhere that Jesus is God.
There's no way that's true.
How is that?
I mean, because it's a solid, because I know.
How?
It says that if you've seen me, then you've seen the Father. That's why.
Right. So Jesus saying that if you see me, Jesus, you see my Father, right?
Yeah.
So isn't he telling you that he has a Father?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
And so if he were God, wouldn't he be his own father?
Would Jesus be his own father? No, of course not, no.
But if Jesus was God, would Jesus be his own father? How is it that the Son is telling you, I have a father, but you call it the Son God?
I think I've heard you talk about this before.
I'm asking you, why are you doing that?
Yeah, so it has to do with the Trinity, I think, is what you're talking about. You got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And where you get the idea about the Trinity? Where you get that from?
No, so I don't believe in the Holy Trinity. That's not what I said.
Okay. And so, but tell me, where is Jesus ever said he was God?
You know, it's possible Jesus may never have said that he is God.
So then why did you say that?
Well, Jesus is definitely God because you get that from reading the Bible.
You don't get that anywhere from reading the Bible. So why do you...
If Jesus
had wanted you to know that he was God, wouldn't he have said, I'm God? And instead of saying, I'm the Son of the Father? My Father sent me...
He might be a representation of God on earth in the flesh.
So what?
He might be a representation of God on earth in the flesh. That's what it might be.
So you making up some more stuff right now?
I don't think so.
I would say he might be on the show
would agree that Jesus is God.
What?
I would say that probably 99% of the people here would agree with me.
And that's why 99% of people lost.
Well, sure. That's true too. I agree with you there, Jesse. I agree with you.
Thank you, Paul. I want you to find in the Bible where it says Jesus is God, or Jesus said himself, and I want you to call me and let me know you found it and where you found it.
Hey, Jesse, that's not what I called for to begin with.
But you're talking about
that. That's what you wanted to talk about.
Oh, it says here that you wanted to talk about end time prophecy. That's not what you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about the elimination of potential leaders.
Paul, hold on. I want Derek to find out what you wanted to say so we can get it right. He may not have heard you clearly. Don't hang up. Let me go to Guy from Washington. Guy. Turn your radio off.
That's not what you wanted to talk about.
Hold on, Guy. What a mess. All my life, I've been on my... The good... Super Chat. I'm going to come back to the phone.
Super Chat.
Derek, find out what's going on with Paul and Guy and everybody. Super Chat.
Groovy Monkey says there are several Bible verses about money. Money. 1 Corinthians 6:9.
Money.
Gambling is driven by greed, which God hates. Proverbs says wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it.
What?
Wealth gained hastily will dwindle.
Oh.
But whoever gathers little by little will increase it.
I like that.
Very nice. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Shout out.
What? Shout out. Who was that?
Groovy Monkey, who is also in the Punchy TV stream chat on DLive.
Shout out to Groovy Monkey, who is also in the Punchy TV stream live.
Saying, giving a warning to Derek, the producer.
Uh-huh.
Be careful. Enhanced women could be transgenders.
Ooh.
Might be taking a transgender home. But he doesn't take women home like that anyway.
Shout out.
Jay Nev over on Kick said, facial hair looking alpha, Jesse. Alpha jerky, get yours today.
That's right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, amazing.
That's kick.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, I believe. Gregatron bought a coffee.
Darren, let me know when Paul is clear what he want to talk about and Guy is ready. Okay.
Gregatron, Jesse, this one is for Nick, the anchor baby. Hey, Nick, you should use that clip from last week's refrigerator story for Female Monday, the one with the crazy lady who said, shut the bleep up, Larry. And then the neighbor said, what's wrong, baby?
The white lady said to the black lady, what's wrong, baby? Licking boots. Nice. What the? Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron. Great suggestion. Cornerstone on Cash App If she's crying, she's lying. Bambi eyes.
Not
laughing.
If she's crying. When she's crying, she's lying.
Good point.
But check out that amazing t-shirt.
That's right.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing.
Cornelius on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Love your content. Keep it up, good sir.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Sion. Hola, Jesse. Can you say deportation? President Trump, promises made, promises kept, like your friend Sean Hannity says. I'm getting used to the gray style you got going. No matter what style you choose to sport, I love all of it. Coming back to America, ka. Uh-oh. I'll be taking American Airlines. Accident-prone one. Wish me well.
I wish you well, Sion. And you're right. The borders, at this point, according to the report, completely shut down. Isn't that amazing? Something that the Democrats couldn't do in 4 years. It's not that they couldn't do it, but they wouldn't do it. And now they're shut down. Thank you, Sion, and have a safe trip back to the U.S. of A. All right? Amazing. I wish you well on that flight. Thank you.
Danny Buttercoffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. James, did you know that I like my Vickers like I like my punchy coffee? Black, strong, and full of substance. Winky face laughing with tears. Nice.
Check out Punchy's Coffee.
A Vicker is a...
RebuildingTheMan.com/store. A Vicker
is a pastor.
A pastor?
Kind of thing, right, Vicker? Nice. Thank you, Danny.
Someone
bought our coffee. You're right about forgetfulness being our greatest sin. That's why it's important to do the silent prayer every morning and night and fellowship when we can so we don't forget the truth and identify with evil again.
Amazing. You don't forget to be present. Really. The greatest sin is to forget to be present. It really is. If you notice, every time you go unconscious, you go into darkness and you lose your way. You become emotional, doubtful, worried, and everything, needy. Remember, our theme this year is to be present. Remember to be present. Practice it, it'll become natural. Okay, thank you.
Someone quotes Mark, "Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back. Whether in the evening or midnight, when the rooster crows or at dawn, if he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." Is this Jesus telling us to stay present because we don't know when the devil will come?
100%. Stay present. You're unconscious and you don't know it. All in the name. Stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. That's Mark 13, 35 to 37. Someone bought a coffee. I read this quote somewhere, and I always go back to it when I hear you talking about honor and soldiers. No soldier should be honored for what is expected.
When we talk about honor and soldier?
Yeah, heroes and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, someone.
Yeah.
Angband Art says, what do you think of oaths, promises, marriage vows, etc.? I recently learned the hard way not to make promises about the future, ever.
Yeah, promise made, promises broken. Amazing. Good lesson. Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, yesterday you mentioned Trump appointing women to cabinet positions.
That is so disappointing.
I don't like it either. But unfortunately, women have a right to vote. So he has to play the game of appointing women just to have a chance to win an election.
That's a good point. I was thinking about that this morning, really. I'm like, it's amazing that Donald Trump has that female over the
DHS
department. All those men, they got a little weak female as their leader, and they look pitiful when they surround her. And then I realized it's because so many women vote now. So he's doing it to keep, because he got to get in there to make America great again. It's because of the voting. We need to turn back the hands of time and not allow women to vote. And not allow it, really, because they vote emotionally, not logically. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jed bought a coffee. Having a good morning. Hope you guys are, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope you're having Punchy's coffee this morning. What the?
Dabu Grover says, hey, Jesse, I finally got around to supporting. Best wishes. Have a great day.
I appreciate that. Thanks for your support. We got a lot of work to do, and I appreciate it.
Your friendly neighborhood Christian bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, amazing. John 1, 1 through 3, 1 John 5 something, Isaiah 46 something. All show Christ is God. Christ is not the Father, but he is God.
He made it clear that he was the God. He said what now?
That those John, 1 John, and Isaiah all show that Christ is God. Not the Father, but he's God.
What does that mean? Thank you. I'm not quite clear what you said. I'm black and slow, so it could be me. But thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Kurt, about a coffee question. Best salesman at my job have to lie to customers to make the sales and meet quota. Can I be present and continue with the job, or should I get a different job?
But you don't have to lie to the customers. You just think that you have to lie because you've been told that you have to lie. You could be honest with the customer, but do what you want. Don't just say, man, I don't want you to lose your job. But you could be honest with the customer and still make a sale. As a matter of fact, the customer would appreciate you even more so for being honest. What the? But do what you want. Amazing. Thank you.
Colby bought a coffee. I like my Punchy's coffee like I like my women.
Black.
Bitter.
What the?
And free trade.
Whoa. Disavow.
Oh. You better hope your mother didn't hear that.
Anchor baby, always rated R.
I know.
What? I was rated R? I got to check myself. I don't even realize.
He's so
it just
rated
seems
R.
So innocent to him.
Right. He's so rated R, he doesn't even realize. What the?
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Let me go to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy. How are you?
I'm good.
What's wrong? No woman is good. Only God is good.
You're right. You're right. You're taking it one day at a time. At least I'm trying to.
Did you get your T-shirt that says, when she's crying, she's lying?
No, but it's so true.
Amazing.
I need to buy some stuff from you for sure. I always think about it.
Thinking about it and doing it are two different things.
That's true.
But go ahead.
I was going to try to answer the biblical question.
Are you able to hold for me? Let me take a break.
For sure.
All right, hold on. I got to take a break. This hour gone just like that. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news, not the fake news coming out. The hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express. because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A storm's blowing through. This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday. It is Tuesday, February 4th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and listeners and viewers. It is fake news, not fake news, but you can stay on hold or call in periodically just in case a line opens up. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, February could bring what they call blockbuster winter storms to the Northeast. Forecast showing intense cold is on the way for many parts of the region. This is due to cooler sea surface temperatures near the coast that allow storms like nor'easters to tap into colder air and produce more snow instead of rain. Wow. Meanwhile, here in California, it's starting to feel like spring again. Seem like spring. Very nice. Very cool. And even look like spring. China slapped retaliatory tariffs, they say, Commie Nonsense reports, on American imports today, some of them. Not long after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's 10% tariffs on Chinese so-called goods took effect. China's also levied a 10% tariff affecting U.S. crude oil, agricultural machinery, and certain cars and pickup trucks. Some types of American coal and natural gas will face a 15% tax. The measures will roll out February 10th. This came after Trump said on a Monday that he agreed to immediately pause tariffs on Mexico and Canada after speaking with those countries' so-called leaders. Pardon me. He had previously warned that 25% tariffs on goods made in the two countries would come into force today at midnight. Very fun. And a deportation deal. Check this out. Pardon me. El Salvador has offered to house violent U.S. criminals and deportees of any nationality in an unprecedented deal. The controversial, meaning righteous, agreement was unveiled Monday by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, little Marco coming through, after meeting with Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele. Bukele has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals, so-called American, in custody in our country, including those of U.S. citizenship and legal residence. So said Rubio. That probably means anchor babies and people who are here supposedly legally. Alarming critics and so-called rights groups, which those are the worst people to pay attention to, honestly. Any effort by the Trump administration to deport incarcerated U.S. nationals to another country would likely face significant legal pushback, but I think it's a good idea. Anyway, U.S.-Israel relations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. You guys disagree, and that's all right? Call in. Or Super Chat. Or catch me on the Hake Report. Is visiting Washington, D.C. today, where he will become the first foreign leader / American. I heard he's an American citizen. Dual citizenship, baby. To have a formal meeting with President Donald J. Trump at the white on the inside White House. The U.S. and Israeli officials say the two will hold a joint news conference after their talks. The meeting will take place against the backdrop of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release agreement, and as uncertainties remain about the technical details of this second phase of that deal, the ceasefire is in place for about 2 weeks. It is set to expire March 1st. So we'll see what happens. We will see. And here's another propaganda story that I don't really trust in full. Wasted water, CNN says. About 2.2 billion gallons of water flowed out of reservoirs in Central California. Water. On Friday, after President Donald J. Trump ordered the release of, with a misguided attempt, intent to send water to fire-ravaged SoCal, Southern California, Trump celebrated the move in Truths, declaring the water is flowing in California, adding the water is heading to farmers throughout the state and to Los Angeles. However, LA's water sources are completely separated, they say, and it's just wasted because it's in the wet months rather than the dry summer months. So say the experts, if you believe them. I'm Leary. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of the intelligence or stupidity? Which one? Amazing biblical question. You can, if we are heard around the world, right? Monday through Friday, around the world. And if you're a flat earther, up and down the world. And if you're running around, busy, whatever, you can podcast, but you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Tuesday is an amazing day because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. I have a question for my producer. One of these sound bites he gave me, it's still not quite clear to me what it means. And so he just gave it to me this morning, and he's going to have to explain. In the meantime, while he's coming in, Derek, I want to go back to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, thanks for holding. Go ahead. I had to put Brandy on hold. We ran out of time. Brandy, go ahead.
No worries. I was calling to try to answer the biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I think both.
Meaning what?
I think that there is no intelligence. I think that we're all stupid. The intelligence makes you stupid. And I was pondering, I've been doing a lot of research on ADHD and autism because my son's autistic, and I'm realizing that I have ADHD, and it was never diagnosed. I had a really hard time in school growing up. I was at the fourth grade reading level most of my life until I was in my 20s and started. I learned more out of school than in school. And I had a really hard time. I just couldn't pay attention. I couldn't withhold the information. And I was told most of my life that I was stupid. And I actually think that it did me better, because I think that if you think that you're stupid, you actually find out you're smarter than most people.
And so you had, you say you had something called ADHD?
ADHD.
And what does that
it's
mean?
Like the,
what does that mean? Those letters. ADHD. What does that mean?
It's a attention deficit disorder. So it's like with hyper, I guess it shows up differently in girls. It's where you see more of a hair twirling and you go off into your imagination more, which makes sense because you're against the imagination. And I think that part of my problem is my whole life I kept going into my imagination and I just could not pay attention, and school bored me. We just learned different, and in school you just...
And so they call that a medical problem?
Yeah, it's a like a learning problem.
But why? And so they're saying that it's a medical problem because other kids don't have that?
I think a majority of kids actually do have it, and we just didn't know. It just shows up in boys more.
No, I'm asking, are they saying that it's a medical problem because there are kids who are interested in certain classes, and then there are kids who are not interested?
Well, I guess it is like a, it's a, I don't know what the hell it is. I guess.
I was gonna say my god brother, he has it.
Yeah,
this is my producer Derek.
Hi.
He has what?
Yeah.
ADHD.
And what is that?
In your attention deficit disorder.
Is that a problem? Is that like a medical problem?
Yeah, they claim it is.
And is it based on the fact? But I don't understand how that could be a medical problem when there are kids who don't like school or don't like certain classes. And they may not be interested in that. How is that a medical problem?
Yeah, they say it's a medical problem because you
Who
go to the doctor and the doctors, you know, the people in the medical field, they claim it is. You know, you go to the doctor and you get diagnosed with this stuff. And when kids get in class, they have a hard time focusing on pretty much anything.
But when I was growing up, they didn't have no ADHD thing. And I wasn't interested in classes.
Yeah.
You know, there were some classes I liked, but I never really did very well in class. I made an A once in the whole time I was in school. And that was an accident because of true and false tests. And then there were some kids in the class that seemed to be really smart. As a matter of fact, my best friend was like, that's all he did was study. Mm-hmm. And he became a doctor. But... they didn't have no ADHD. It's like, okay, you didn't like the class, you're not interested. But I did other things very well.
Yeah,
and they didn't call it no medical problem. How could that be a medical problem?
But, you know, the food is different.
What?
The food that we consume today is different.
And that made you HD?
That's what they say. Red 7, yellow 40, stuff like that. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's like different color chemicals in the food today. And it affects the children's
It makes you not. But kids are naturally not interested in certain things. That's why for boys in school, you have to be working with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you hand stuff to do because you don't want to sit down and do English all day or typing. Whereas the girls, they love English and typing.
That's true. And then kids don't get whooped today like they used to, so they don't have that fear. So they go and do what they want.
And so they can have ADHD?
Yeah, I think it's an excuse, but I don't know.
So, Brandon, you believe you have ADHD?
Some of the studying that I've been doing on it, I have, like, a lot of the traits that they say run in females. And I'm pretty sure I'm autistic too, because like I was telling you, I don't really have friends and I really don't like friends. And
but
I guess
what
the part
had
of the
to
autism
do
part.
No, no
autistic
such...
people don't like socializing with people. Like I was telling you, like I'm like bummed that I have no friends, but I realized
there's no such thing as friends.
Yeah,
you don't have friends.
I don't even like them.
But why why is that a medical problem then?
Well, they say, you know, it's supposed to be. My son, he doesn't care to have friends either. He's just an independent guy. Like, he likes hanging out by himself and doing his own thing.
But why are you calling it a medical problem?
That's what they call it.
But
that's
why
what
are you calling
it?
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you medical advice. But why are you believing stuff like that? Why don't you just live your own life and don't be comparing yourself to anybody? And just, are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, I have been.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every day, every night?
Yes.
You're not
even
being honest.
Like in the middle of the night.
You're
yeah,
not being
even
honest.
In the middle of the night.
You said, I have been.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I stop and then I have to get back on track.
You said I have been. You're not doing it.
Yeah, I've been doing it.
You're not doing it. I have been and doing it on two different things.
I find myself falling off track and then I have to get back on track.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yes. At least three times a day,
and
maybe more.
And what do you mean by I have been?
Because there's times in my life that I fall off track and then I don't do it, and then I have to catch myself and get back on track of doing it. And when I fall off track, I go into my hell and I get into my thoughts and I become a mess again. But then I jump back on track and like, oh, that's why I'm in my hell is because I stopped doing it. So
and yet
I've been working on it.
Well, stay with it, Brandon. What the? You have to forget.
Yeah,
you have to remember not to forget.
Yeah. I hate not doing it because I do go into my hell and in my imagination.
And you love it?
For sure. Actually, I hate it.
So you do love it. If you hate it, you love it.
What? What the?
It's DD kissing ass. If you hate it, you love it.
I guess. I'm addicted to my health, I guess. Like that one girl was saying the other day, she's like addicted.
Amazing. Well, I recommend do what you want, but I recommend you practice being present.
I'm trying.
All right.
It's I'm just so used to being in my hell. It's like hard to come out sometimes. But I've been doing the silent prayer, and I can see that.
Well, stop identifying with the hell. Don't call it you anymore.
Yes, I've been catching that too. Like, oh, I need to stop calling it me.
Yeah.
Like, I really should probably just stop saying I have ADHD and autism too.
If you know
I think
what,
maybe it's more of a personality trait. You know, just like your personality.
Why call it anything?
That's true.
No, that was a question.
I guess the world programs you to do that.
And how long will you allow yourself to be programmed by the world?
I think I should stop now.
And why don't you?
I don't know.
You
have to ponder it.
All right, let me know.
Okay, I'll call you back.
All right. Thanks for responding to the biblical question, Brandy.
No worries. Thank you for the biblical question.
Right on. Oh, amazing. Thank
You're amazing.
Amazing.
Bye.
Thank you. 888-775-3773. So I want to play something for you really fast, and I want my producer to explain it to me. I'm black and slow, and you all probably get it. All right. This is from a commercial. It's a so-called anti-Semitism commercial. This is from X. Billionaire patriot owner Robert Kraft paid for a new Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady Super Bowl LIX commercial addressing anti-Semitism. Watch this from X.
I hate you because we're from different neighborhoods.
I hate you because you look different.
I hate you because I don't understand you.
I hate you because people I know hate you.
I hate you because I think you hate me.
Because I need someone to blame.
Because you talk different.
Because you act different.
Because you're just different. Man, I hate that things are so bad that we have to do a commercial about it.
Me too.
Stand up to hate.
So, stand up to all hate. Hashtag stand up to all hate.
And so where there, thank you, Nick. I sure didn't see it. Where is the anti-Semitism in that? Jay, get the phone for Daniel Terry. He come out.
There definitely wasn't any in there, but the thing.
But why do you say it's an anti-Semitism commercial?
It was funded by the anti-Semitism organization.
It was funded by who? What's the name of the group?
The name. It was. What was the name of it?
Is it this one paid for by, it says right here, paid for by Foundation to Combat Anti-Semitism.
Right.
StandUpToAllHate.org.
Oh, I see.
And that logo, that's like, I've seen that logo around.
Let me go out and get the phone. I'll be right back. I told Hey.
Hold on, let me go out there.
Huh?
Let me go out there.
Okay. Thank you. But I don't get in what they were saying to each other. The Snoop Dogg and the Tom guy, what was in it that was anti-Semitism? I didn't hear anything about anti-Semitism.
So when Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady were going at it with each other, it's supposed to reflect how us as people, regular people, are attacking each other or really attacking the Jews, you know.
So when we're attacking each other, we're attacking the Jews?
Not necessarily.
Because what they were displaying is all people.
Yeah.
All people hate one another.
Mm-hmm.
Or hate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How is that anti-Semitism? I'm not getting it. It wasn't just saying, well, I hate you to Jew. Mm-hmm. I hate you to this Jewish. It sounds like an ad that applied to all human beings.
Yeah.
Because all human beings have hatred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were kind of generalizing it.
Oh.
But the thing is, at the end, you would see, you know, who's funding it.
Oh,
and
I got
you. See the logo, and then you get to thinking, oh, okay, I know what's going on here. This is an ad from this organization who's trying to show us what we look like.
Oh,
you know,
I got
between, you.
You
know, Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady.
And what is Super Bowl LIX?
Oh, Super Bowl.
Commercial.
What's LIX?
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a Roman numerals for 59.
Oh, that's what LIX mean?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Super Bowl LIX?
Yeah, 59. It's supposed to be, I think, this Saturday, Super Bowl.
So this will make their, what, 59 Super Bowl thing?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you a big football guy?
What?
Are you a big football guy?
No.
No?
I don't even know how to play it. I don't even know what it means.
You didn't play growing up?
No, we didn't have a football team.
Really?
We played basketball and track. I ran track, and I played some basketball. And then we had baseball.
Okay.
We played baseball a lot. But we didn't have a football thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know anything about football. It was stupid to see people running after a football.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where you going?
Yo.
To get the football.
What?
And why are you hurting somebody trying to get a ball?
They're gladiators.
Okay.
You had a football team?
I used to play football.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but I fractured my femur playing football.
Your what?
My femur.
Oh, and what? Did you play quarterback?
I was receiver.
Oh, were you good at it?
I was good, but I broke my femur.
And then you had to stop playing?
I had to stop playing.
Why you didn't go back?
I broke my leg. The fear.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
The biggest bone in your body. I broke it.
Oh, okay. Well, God bless you. Also, Derek, before I let you go, I get to the calls. Okay. There was a Delta flight diverted because of order.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Fox News. Passengers on board of a Delta Airline flight from New York City to Orlando were diverted to Raleigh due to an order in the cabin. Airline official confirmed. What was the order?
I was reading the report, and they didn't say.
Oh, did I say?
They didn't say. So it could be a fart.
A what?
Could be a fart.
What or, the?
I mean, it could be just, you know, maybe they smell gas.
So we really don't know what it was.
So we really don't know.
And it must have been pretty bad if they had to divert the flight.
Had to.
To another city.
Yes, and this
There's always something going on with the airline now.
I've never had an odor so bad it'll divert a flight?
Uh-uh.
Coming out of you? Oh.
Unless it must be some type of gas order or something on the plane.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll keep looking at it.
Okay, we don't know. We just don't know. I don't want to make up anything.
Yeah.
But the interesting part about this, and there's a lot going on with the flights now, and then they tell you, oh, it's okay to fly. Flying is still safe.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, every day you're having some issue with flying.
Yeah.
Sian, I wish you well. She's about to take a flight from Africa back to the USA.
Whew.
That's a long flight, huh?
Better.
Okay, thank you, Derek. My producer, folks. Let me hear from my super producer. I appreciate it.
Let me get a sound effect. All right.
Good thing they only have the best pilots doing those transatlantic flights.
How do you know that?
I Googled it.
They don't have DEIs?
I can't confirm or deny.
I
but Google not. Says they're some of the best.
Amazing. Let me go to Robert, a first-time call out of Oregon. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Robert.
So I lost the love of my life in 2018. We were never married, but we might as well have been. And I'm new to Christ, and my mom was always telling me to marry her, but I'm just trying to seek some guidance. I'm essentially a widower. That's what I feel in my heart. And I just want to know, I want some guidance going forward with what it looks like if I want to have a wife in Christ.
Okay, interesting question. How old are you, Robert?
37.
Oh, okay. And so when you say that she was the love of your life, what do you mean by that?
Well, we were monogamous and pure, and everything that you would imagine under the sun, under God, devoted to one another. And she was a virgin when we got together. And yeah, I considered her my wife.
And then she aspired. Why did she aspire?
She got into a car accident.
Oh, okay. And are you over it now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, good.
I have dreams where she's with me at times, you know?
Yeah. And so now you want to know what is it restate the question about the wife and God again.
Where should I go forward in seeking a new wife?
Oh, I got you. Go ahead.
I kind of feel conflicted because I feel like she was the love of my life, but we never married under God. But I want to move on, and I want a new wife. But, like, is that heretical?
Oh, here's what I recommend. I want to encourage you to stop wanting a new wife. Don't want anything but what is right. You seek God first, put him first by seeking him, and everything will be added unto you. Because if you want for another wife, you're going to put that before God, and she will become your God. And then if something happened with her, you're going to feel like you lost your life. You don't want for anything. You should only love God along with nobody else or nothing else. And then whatever is meant to be for you, Robert, it will be added unto you. If it meant for you to have a wife, the Father will give you a wife and it'll be perfect. So don't want for that anymore.
Okay.
And then the wife that you had, let the memories about her go. Don't hold on to the memories, because the memories are from hell and they will set you up to suffer unnecessarily. What you had with her then, that was then. Now that she's gone, it's over. Let it go, forget about it, and seek God, and you'll be fine. If you seek God, I promise you, you'll be fine.
All right. Amazing.
Amazing. And do the silent prayer. Stay with that. Practice being present, and everything will be added unto you that you should have, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
God bless.
You too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ryan out of New Orleans. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? How you doing?
All is well, Ryan.
All right. I just wanted to know if you doing putting out the truth, and you say that America is being divided with lies, why you keep putting out lies when most of us know the truth already?
About America?
Yes.
What truth do you, first of all, what lies am I telling about America?
Okay, you're telling lies about your great white hope. And y'all seem to put a twist on the events that just now happened and stuff like that. And
what event?
If people like,
what events if you are like, you referring
like,
to?
Like the terror attacks and stuff like that, localized government, what? And that's lies like that.
What? Who said anything about a terrorist attack?
You. I mean, you didn't say it, but you said it. You said it previously.
What did I say? Hold on. What did I say about terrorist attack?
We're still being divided with lies. We're going to take our terror attack. Let's see our terror attack.
What?
We're talking about the plane crash has happened.
No.
And
Ryan. One thing at a time. Slow down. What did I say about terrorist attack?
Because we had the wrong people in office, and that's why they happened.
When did a terrorist attack happen?
Previously. You know when it happened.
When?
You know when it happened?
When?
Not recently. But it happened.
When?
You know when it happened? Don't play stupid, Jesse. You're good at playing stupid.
Are you? I'm really trying to. Maybe it did happen. I just don't know when.
You know when it happened. It just recently happened.
You mean in New Orleans?
It just recently happened.
The one in New Orleans?
No, all over.
All over.
Every attack.
Hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. Yeah, you mentioned he black. Hold on, Ryan. Don't hang up. Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Country and Western Tuesday. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, better known as Arkansas. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Energy all over the place, all around the world. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time. So get ready, a busy day today. All right, let me go quickly back to Ryan. And Ryan was saying, I'm lying about what's happening, putting out lies about America. And he mentioned a terrorist attack. So, Ryan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
So, are you talking about the terrorist attack that happened in New Orleans?
I'm talking about all of them combined, everything that happened.
When you say everything that happens, you mean like
I'm talking about the terror attack that happened in New Orleans, the one that happened in D.C., the plane accident.
And you saying they did not happen?
I'm trying to say they did happen. We can never fake the truth of what's going on. That's the truth.
So what are the lies that I'm saying about America? Then, if the terrorist attacks are happening, what are the lies you're thinking of?
I mean, I'm just so sick of y'all. I'm so sick of people always putting labels up on people. When are we gonna be Americans and not white, black, V.I.?
And so, are you saying that we should not call a terrorist attack a terrorist attack? What should we call it?
No, I'm just saying we should stop. We should call it what it is.
But is it a terrorist attack?
Okay, it's a terrorist attack.
But it's a terrorist attack. And so should we call it a terrorist attack?
It's a terrorist attack. But what I'm saying is that the people behind all this,
right,
we cannot put labels on people until we identify who they are.
Meaning that if there's a terrorist attack, don't call it a terrorist attack until we find out who did it.
Yeah.
And
then we can go from there.
And so, like, once we find out who did it, can we call it a terrorist attack then?
We can still call it a terrorist attack, but we know who did it.
And so the guy in New Orleans that was accused, allegedly and accused of committing a terrorist attack, who should we, or what should we call him?
Yeah, just call him William Morris. Just call him, I don't know. Just call him a criminal. Well, that's all.
What?
Call him for what it's worth. Call him for what it's worth.
And so he was a terrorist attack, a criminal?
Well, whatever. He did a criminal act.
And so,
he then killed about 13 people.
Right. And so, I'm not telling, we're not telling lies about that then, right?
No, I'm talking about we should get rid of that dividing line that you put out there every day. The dividing line.
What's the dividing
line?
So
we all Americans.
What is the we all not all Americans. Illegals are illegals.
We are all Americans.
Are illegals Americans?
We are all Americans.
Right. Are illegals Americans?
Oh no, don't start with me again, yes. Don't follow me again.
No.
What we call illegal.
Right,
we don't know no illegals. You might be an illegal. I don't know.
So, like, the people who are crossing the borders illegally, are they illegals?
I'm not really concerned with that.
No, I'm asking you a different question. You said we are all
labels up on people.
Ryan. Are people who are crossing the borders illegally, are they illegals? Or are they Americans?
Did your ancestor was a slave?
Ryan, let's come back to the, about, we are all American, right? You said that, right?
That's what I said, yeah.
So people who cross the borders illegally, are they Americans? Who is that in the background?
Huh? That's my uncle talking.
Your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh. So I'm asking.
He is a proud member. He is a proudly veteran.
He what?
He's a veteran. Proudly veteran.
A veteran?
A veteran.
Oh, okay.
He served in the military.
So let me ask one more time. You said we're all American. Are the people who are coming?
Yes, we
the
all
people
Americans.
The people who are here illegally, who cross into the borders, across the borders illegally, are they Americans?
If I can tell you the truth right now, I tend to mind my business because.
Right. No, don't
I
go. I'm asking you that. You said that we're telling lies about America. So asking, are the people who cross the borders illegally, are they Americans?
I don't look at it that way. You want that out of me? Yes. I don't look at it that way.
You don't look at what that way?
I don't look at it that way.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Because that's how much I mind my business.
Nothing but a... Tell me why. But heartache.
Come back, Jesse.
I want
you ain't no singer.
That way. So, Ryan, one more time. The people who cross into the country illegally, are they Americans?
Okay, one more time. I mind my business when it comes to this subject. I mind my business.
And why? Why is that?
Because I'm so busy trying to keep my dope thing going.
Oh, okay. Ryan,
thank
you.
You know, as far as, like, living my life?
Uh-huh. Are you having an American life? And a great life? I mean,
as far as I know, yes.
Are you having an amazing life?
As far as I know.
And are you glad the Great White Hope is back?
Hell no. Hell no. Now, I'm glad you say that.
And why not?
Because here we go again. Another stupid lie was spelled out since he took office.
What?
It's been 20 days since he took office and number lies came out.
Amazing.
And what did he lie about?
The DEI people.
Are you saying
trying to defend the government?
Are you saying
there are no... I'm glad you said that. Look, he's trying to defend the government.
Hold on, let's do one at a time.
He's trying to fix up.
Let's do one at a time. Are you saying there are no DEI people?
No, but what I'm saying is he's trying to fix up. He's trying to reshape the government.
No. Stay with me for a minute. You said that he lied. Are you saying
that... Yeah, he lied. He always lied.
And you said the first lie is that the DEI. Are you saying there are no DEI people?
I'm trying to say there's no label on people.
Are there
I'm putting labels out there.
Are there DEI people?
No way. We're Americans.
But the DEI people call themselves DEI.
No, we're Americans.
But not DEI Americans?
That's what y'all said.
No, they said it.
That's what y'all said.
No, that's
y'all
what the DEI people
said. You said it.
So
you said it,
what
and you're still saying it right now.
One more quick thing. What else that you don't like that the Great White Hope is doing?
The Great White Nope.
What?
The Great White Nope. N-O-P-E.
No,
nope.
It's H-O-P-E, you black. H-O-P-E, not Nope. Hope.
You got that right. I am black. And I'm a black American.
Can you tell me one other thing you dislike that the Great White Hope is doing?
Okay. He's trying to duck under duck under the law. That's what I don't like about him.
He's trying to duck under the law. What do you mean?
He's trying to duck under the law.
What
yeah.
does that mean?
That means he's trying to get away. He's trying to get away with his own shit.
No, you can't curse on the radio, man.
I mean, he's trying to get away with his own thing.
Like what? What do you mean?
He's trying to get away
with what?
The 34th felony, the lawsuits that he got pending. I can go on and on now.
Amazing.
I didn't go all day without all this.
Yeah, but I ain't got time. I got to run. Call me again, Ryan. I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Let me try Paul again. The first time I call out of California. Paul, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. How's it going, Jess?
All is well, buddy. So you want to go ahead. What did you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. So earlier we were talking about, is Jesus God? And off the top of my head, I couldn't remember the quotes.
And you believe Jesus is God, right?
Well, yeah, of course. And I found the quotes if you want to hear. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So in John 14, chapter 1, it says, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. And that was Jesus.
That's why you say Jesus is God?
That's not why I say it. That's why Christians say that Jesus is God. And we worship him.
But the Bible,
we worship Jesus
but the
as
Bible
God.
Is telling you that the Word was with Christ. It was in him.
No. The direct quote says, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That's the exact quote.
And that's why you believe Christ is God.
So, every person.
No, Matthew. That's why you believe. That's why you believe. That's why you believe Christ is God.
Everybody has a personal relationship with God, and the best that I can tell is God is Jesus. He's like he's God in the flesh for me.
Why is it that he never said he was God? He always said that he was the Son of God and that he was here to do his Father's will. Why he never said he was...
Why
he never said... Hold on.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why he never said he was God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's easy. Like a soldier doesn't have to say he's a soldier. You could just tell he is. The same way a gardener doesn't have to say he's a gardener. You could just tell he is.
But, you know, you spend 5 minutes with him.
But Jesus said that he was the Son.
So Jesus is God, and you can tell he's God by his actions and what he does.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Tommy is a first-time caller out of Philadelphia. Tommy. Pennsylvania. Thank you, dear. Pennsylvania. Tommy, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, I wanted to just make an observation about how you usually say to have a wait-and-see attitude about things in life.
Right.
I mean, that definitely helped me in my life, but when you put it on like a national type of level with Trump and the tariffs, everybody's freaking out about the tariffs. Oh, it's going to cause a trade war. It's going to raise prices. If you had a wait-and-see attitude, you would have just seen that it all worked out in the end, because Canada and Mexico caved at the end anyway.
I know. We're amazing, huh? And then,
amazing.
And then the guy, there was a guy from another country that said, you can't bring the illegals back here. What was that country, James?
And the guy, Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. And before Trump could get home, the man changed his mind.
Yeah.
And not only did he change his mind, he like, I'll send a plane over to get him.
Yeah.
That's a good point, man. Have a wait-and-see attitude about all things.
Yeah, it really works out, you know, in life, because when you freak out, you make the wrong decisions and you make a fool out of yourself. Like 100%,
man.
Can I answer the biblical question if you have time?
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I think anger is a part of intelligence.
And why? Why do you think that?
Because if you notice in life, the people who think they know everything are the most angry, miserable people on earth. The more you know, the more anger you get.
Yeah. Interesting. I really want to respond to that, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday, but very interesting, man. Intelligent people, are you saying that intelligent people are stupid?
Am I saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the more you think you know, it's really the reality is you don't know anything.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you, man. Very, very interesting response.
Yeah, awesome. What happened to Hassan? I don't notice he's on the show anymore.
He is out doing his thing. He's working on punchy action figure. We're going to have an announcement coming up, hopefully, about that really soon.
Awesome.
But he's doing well.
I'm definitely going to try Punchy's coffee. Well, I'm glad he's doing well. Yeah. And then whatever happened to...
You haven't tried, because of time, you haven't tried the punchy coffee yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to order it when I get my paycheck this week.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Josh out of Texas. I've been waiting a while. Josh, thanks for calling and thanks for holding you on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Josh. Amazing.
Man, the Great White Hope is getting in there doing things. Like, it's like you can't even argue. Somebody say, hey, I'm going to do this, and then he gets it there and does this, and then throws in that and this. Like, man, you cannot argue with that at all.
It is mind-blowing. And it's been a long time since I've seen anybody in government who made a promise and keep it, and they are keeping the promise.
Absolutely, man. And you, whether you Democrat, Republican, even if you just have to respect that, and even if you don't, just be quiet and back up.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, I wanna answer your biblical question, but it's nuts with the Christians about the whole anger thing and the Jesus and God, and it's like every single one of them gets angry trying to profess something to you. So it's like they completely blank out, and God is of love. And if Jesus is God, like you said, and you're trying to preach that or trying to get us to be aware of that, the people that don't know, don't you think you need to approach it in a different manner? Because every time they approach you, he's like, but he said he's the Son of God. He's the Son of God.
Yeah.
But no. But it helps me understand back in those days, like, He came and said, I'm the Son of God, and people still worship him and bow at his feet.
He even said that Jesus said that we are his brothers. And if he were God, why would he say we are his brothers? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He said what he owned, he owned, we own it. We are joint heirs with the Father.
Absolutely. And that's why I say with the biblical question. So the biblical question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
It's complete emotional stupidity, because everyone that has anger, 9 times out of 10, they don't remember what they said. They feel bad for what they did, and they end up letting it go too far. They'll cause physical pain to themselves and physical and psychological pain to themselves that they always regret. There is not one person that has gotten angry that did not regret it later. Not one.
Very interesting, man. I appreciate that, Josh, and I'll put my little 2 cents on Sunday. Very interesting response, though. Thank you.
No problem, brother. And, hey, man, great white hope, brother.
The great white hope.
I make you the state, baby.
That's right.
All right, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. There's a line open if you want to jump in there. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Jameel bought a coffee. Real nice church on Sunday. I never thought I was good and was always surprised how messed up some of the things I did in the past are, even though I knew they were wrong. But now I see where it came from, and the light that allows me to see that is the only good I can recognize in this world.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
At this point, just call me Mike. Money, 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 money.
Money.
Some people got to have it. Some people really need it.
Some people really need it. Money.
Listen to me while I'll do bad things with it.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, you missed my last super chat. Shame on you, he says. Oh, my bad. I'll have to check into it. I may or may not have. Some people are mistaken when they accuse me of that. I'll check into it, though. At this point, just call me Mike.
Thank you.
And my apologies if true.
Thank you, Mike.
Greenwald with a diamond. Jewish-owned businesses get minority status now, he says.
Nice. I don't know what that means, but like they get black
affirmative
people
action
status
type stuff, maybe
DEI status.
Could be.
Is that true?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. And why would you be surprised?
Hey. Because a lot of them are like, I'm Jewish. We get persecuted. I'm a minority.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So after a while, will white people get minority status?
Hopefully
I
never.
Did he say, what did he get?
He said Jewish people get minorities. Jewish-owned businesses get minority status.
And
now.
So eventually, will white people get business status?
If we turn into victims and convince enough people that we're victims, we will.
Well, get busy.
But we have to convince the right people.
Thank you.
Nikki bought 10 coffees. Since we don't have free will, do we have a specific fate or destiny that we're meant to follow?
What?
Since we don't have free will, do we have fate or destiny we're meant to follow?
I don't know what that means.
Thank you for your question, Nikki.
Very interesting, Nikki. Call me. 888-7753-773. It sounds like a very interesting question. If you can, call me. If not, make it clear on your super chat. And thank you.
Forgive your mamas. Oh, no. We better read the rest after this. Got to go to break. Thank you, guys. We'll read the rest later.
One more hour to go. Hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
TikTok ban. Microplastics in people's brains, especially those with dementia. State Farm Insurance paying $1 billion to the fire victims. Beatles getting another Grammy, I don't care. And Elon Musk shutting down, or trying to, USAID based. Oh yeah, this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, February 4th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports TikTok is under pressure to find a new owner by April after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, signed a 75-day extension to the law that requires that the app be sold off from its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in the United States. Trump said Monday that TikTok could be acquired by a newly proposed U.S. sovereign wealth fund to ensure the app remains accessible to its supposed 170 million American users, so-called American users. But standing up a sovereign wealth fund and then using that fund to acquire that platform, analysts claim that it's unlikely to happen anytime soon. Unclear who would run the fund and whether it could gather the tens of billions of dollars estimated to be needed to buy that platform. What a mess. Super Bowl tickets are plummeting. They're like 50% cheaper compared to last year's. I wonder why. I don't know why. Human brain samples contain an entire spoon's worth, like a plastic spoon, weight of a plastic spoon, worth of nanoplastics. Nanoplastics. Human brains today contain supposedly 50% more plastic than back in 2016. Wow, that's a quick rise. So says a new study, okay, if you'd believe this study. The brains of people diagnosed with dementia had the most. And they say maybe because their defenses against the plastics are doing it. And I guess it's because we're all eating plastic and breathing plastic and plastic everywhere. I don't know. And $1 billion. That's how much State Farm, California's largest insurance provider, has said that they've paid to customers in the wake of the Los Angeles wildfires that last month. Probably not enough still, by the way. The company on Monday requested an emergency interim rate hike, citing a dire financial situation. What a mess. It's a mess when you don't keep things up like the California should have been doing. I'm going to skip the Beatles thing. Elon Musk trying to shut down a federal agency. The far-left females at the Skim say with Trump's backing, Elon Musk has been raging against the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. It looks like USAID. As part of the Department of Government Efficiency's push to slash the federal budget. That's a righteous slashing, if I do say so myself, presumptuously. That came to a head the past few days, and the chaos ensued. USAID employees locked out of their computers. Nice. Top security officials pushed out. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio, little Marco, I'm used to calling him Senator Rhino, by the way, said he's now acting director of the agency. Right on, little Marco. Musk has called it a viper's nest of radical left Marxists who hate America. Sounds true to me. And a criminal organization. And these are quotes. That's what he says. offering no evidence for for either claim, by the way. Lord, I doubt that that's true. Anyway, dozens of people protested outside USAID's headquarters. Employees, contractors around the world, including active war zones, are left wondering, should we come home? What happens next? They are all lost. Elon Musk's attempts to shut down USAID is testing the constitutional limits of DOGE's powers. They claim that it's a constitutional crisis and mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. What a mess! You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy, is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? Amazing question. Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity? What the? If you're busy doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast all the shows, but you can listen live on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of the show today. And Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday.
Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. So, I want you to hear this, and then I get to your phone calls. I think I'm on to something here. And I think I may be the first one to mention this. Let it be known. Let it be said. Let it be heard. The Democratic Party will never come back again. It's gone. Let it be written. Let it be known. Let it be said. it's over for the Democratic Party, and I have proof. I'm like, what the? It's over for the Democratic Party. And the reason I say that is because I've come to realize, it occurred to me, that the Democratic Party is now controlled by black women, black females. And these black females are nasty. They hate white people. They don't care what they say to white people. What they do, it doesn't matter. And they have been given the fake power of taking over the Democratic Party because they know that white people are afraid of them. Not because white, and they know the Democrats don't love them. Liberal whites don't love, they're afraid of them. And they have allowed these blacks to take over. And there's some black males, too, in the Democratic Party that control them, but even the black female control them. But the Democratic Party has been taken over by black women, and as a result, it's never coming back again. You can relax now. There are no competition. And these black women are out of control in the Democratic Party. Not just the black women, but the black males, too. And they are going to run, and they are running the Democratic Party like they run the hood, black hoods, into the ground. It's over for the Democratic Party. They elected a new Democratic chair and vice chairperson. And it was a mess. If this is not enough proof for you to know that the Democratic Party is gone and it's been taken over by black females, I don't know what else more proof you're going to need. Let it be written. Let it be said. Let it be heard. It's over for the Democratic Party. Because the liberal white Democrats are afraid of the black, and they know it, especially the black woman, the black female. ABC 7, Democrats on Saturday elected Ken Martin, the leader, party leader in Minnesota, as a national chair. Watch this from ABC 7. This is a mess. Watch this.
New leader of Democratic National Committee, and he is vowing to fight against President Trump. Ken Martin is from Minnesota and was the Democratic Farmer Labor Party chairman. He spoke to supporters yesterday after he was elected and said the party must move forward.
It's time to get off the mat, to dust ourselves off, and to get back in this fight.
Both former President Biden and former Vice President Harris made videos to show the DNC members saying they need to fight for the future. School shooting survivor David Hogue is now the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee. Hogue, who is now 24, was a student at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School when a shooter killed 17 people. He's campaigned over the years for more restrictive gun laws, but in December ran for the DNC with the goal of targeting younger voters.
The vice chair and the chair might as well put on black faces. They might as well go and put on black faces and be black because they're weak. They're not going to be able to function unless they cater to the blacks first. During the audition to run the DNC, I want you to hear what's the first question. First question, watch this from X.
So I'm going to... I have a show of hands. How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat?
All of them.
Okay. So that's good. You all passed.
I got y'all. That's so wicked and sad. You almost want to boo-hoo. they all raise their hands to a wicked question like that. I got y'all. Even if they don't, the white ones, even if they don't mean it, they got to say it. Can you imagine that's being the first question? Here's the second question.
Will you pledge to appoint more than one transgender person to an at-large seat? And will you commit to making sure those appointments reflect the gender and ethnic diversity of the transgender community?
Since Carol wanted to ask us if everybody, would everybody here commit to that? Or is there anyone who wouldn't? Raise your hand if you would commit to what she just asked. Okay.
Even the males raise their hands. It's over. It's controlled by the blacks. Black females especially. That was from X. What type of debate is this, or picking a leader is this? How is this going to make... This is why the people voted against the Democrats. And they're going to turn around and do the same thing over. That's what happens when you're blind. You can't see. The Democratic Party is now quickly becoming a hood. This is what it looked like in the black neighborhoods. These people don't know how to run a party. They can't even run a family. They can't run a neighborhood. They can't run a business. How will they run a country? With those kind of stupid questions, they should have given that guy like, what kind of question is that? That's a dumb question. Trump would have said it. That's a stupid question. No. Satan just laughing. I got you. One Democrat began her opening statement, Lord, Hammer, black people, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? After all this time, one Democrat began her open statement with a song. They love to sing and dance.
And we'll begin with the opening statements. Each candidate will have 30 seconds. And we'll start with Dr. Quintessa Hathaway.
Good evening, everyone. It is my desire to be the next DNC chair. And I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days. You fight on, you fight on, you fight on, you fight on. When your government is doing you wrong, you fight on, oh, you fight on.
And they applaud.
Thank you. Thank you,
like,
Dr. Hathaway.
And she's a Dr. Hathaway. No way, as the anchor baby said. What the black people, stop it. What's wrong with the blacks? Are the blacks cursed? She's running for, she wanted to be the chair. And she started out with a stupid song. And you think singing wasn't bad enough? They start dancing. Watch this. Talking about taking care of business, huh? Oh, they're working hard. They started dancing at an event meeting where they're trying to decide who's going to run the next, who's going to run the Democratic Party next. You fight on, you fight on. And she ought to be the one. There's a white woman there, and she had a good idea. What's this?
If I'm your chair, I'm going to be very honest. And if we're going to be very honest, we have to look in the mirror, and we have to stop some of our hypocrisy. And one of our issues of hypocrisy is about money. We have to recognize that people see us as hypocrites.
What happened?
That's the clip.
That's it?
Hold up. If I'm your chair, I'm going to be very honest.
Yeah, that's the clip.
Oh. That was, what's her name?
Marianne Williamson.
Oh, Lord, poor Marianne. She ain't giving up.
Derek, that was the clip, right? Or did it mess up? Oh, yeah, it was it. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. It was short. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, this says it all. This says it all. A black lady took the stage. All this is from X. Here's what she had to say.
Hello, Democrats. Hey, I am speaking, and I would love your attention. There is a black woman at this podium, and I deserve your attention like the 11 people who went before me. Yes, I am speaking.
They should turn her mic off. A black woman speaking. I deserve your attention. What an ego, huh? But the Democratic Party have made blacks feel this way. Believe that they were special. What a mess. I'm speaking. They should turn her mic and everybody walked out. Okay, you go and speak. We out of here. Black woman, you deserve to be heard. The Democratic Party is over. It is now being controlled by black females. And there's no hope. No hope for the Democratic Party to ever return. Most people have already forgotten what the original Democratic Party was even like. You're not going to have any real knowing of what the Democratic Party stood for at one time. Or at least that they stood for. It's over. It's been taken over by the blacks. Black females, especially. Remember I told you this? You heard it here first. Just like for the last 35 years, I've been telling white people they need to speak up. 35 years ago, I'm like, you're under attack. 35 years ago, I said it. And look what happened. It wasn't a lie. It was the truth. Nobody listened. 888-7753-773. Goodbye, Democratic Party. The black females have taken over. They're going to do exactly what they've done in the homes. Destroy the children. They are destroying the Democratic Party. Eric is the first-time caller out of Canada. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, we're up in Canada, and a lot of stuff's going on, and you guys are right to be worried because we're living in a commie nonsense nation. Like, it's pretty crazy. All of our political leaders seems like not the people, but like the political leaders are all captured by the socialism and the communist stuff.
Are you concerned that you will become America?
No. No. Don't even...
If that should happen, how do you feel about that?
I kind of embrace the idea myself.
Right on.
A lot of people I talk to, but not the politicians. The politicians are fighting for our... like the difference is the flag. That's the only difference. Our cultures are... well, except for like the... socialism, because our education system is like, I'm kind of like a beta, but I'm trying to like resist it because of the indoctrination in public right. schools.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Amazing. And I got on this morning, and I saw that the one caller was talking about Jesus is God, and I just wanted to say, like, for me, like, it's not a secret. They just read the Bible because it's like the resurrection was proof that he was the Messiah, not right. Like, that's how we know that he was the true Messiah, because God resurrected him, and that's it was his sacrifice was sufficient for the sins of Adam. So it's pretty clear.
Amazing. Why do you think that it's not in the Bible that Jesus was God? Why do you think there are people who think that they see that in the Bible when they read the Bible? They think they're reading that. Why is that?
It's a man-made doctrine to basically deceive people and to like break the first commandment.
No, but what I'm saying is that when they read the Bible, they try to prove to me Jesus is God. I found it in the Bible, and they'll read something that doesn't say Jesus is God at all, but for some reason in their mind, they think they're reading Jesus is God. Why is that?
I think it's man's tradition. Like, it's like indoctrination in the school systems, like what's happened to me with socialism, and then the same thing with like when you go to the church and if you just follow what a man says on a podium and not look for yourself, and you do that for hundreds and hundreds of years, like back in the dark ages, they couldn't even have a Bible, right? So you had to just trust what the guy was saying.
But even though they're not reading that Jesus guy is not in the Bible, and they're reading words, but they're thinking, they truly think they're reading that Jesus is God, right?
Yeah. So
even though they don't see it in their reading, they're not reading. They believe they're reading it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Again, I don't know. I think it is like the ego, but like, do you read like Philippians 2:9-11? Like, he was the form of God. But like I was a baker, and like you make a cake, you use a form, but it's not the actual cake. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or pour a foundation for a house, right? You're using forms, but because people get confused because they took God's name out of the Bible and they put Lord, and then we know that Jesus is Lord and Jesus was granted authority by God at this time and will give his authority back to God when sin and death is done away with. So it's pretty clear, but they just want to believe this Jesus is God and the Trinity thing, and it's just our egos. Like, we have to just check our egos. And like I said, you're a wise man and you have intelligence, but it's not any secret knowledge. You just read the Bible, and you have to just try to forget what man has said and man's traditions.
Jesus even said when it was done, he said, I'm going back to the house now. I'm going back home. I've done my job. Yeah. I'm going back home. And then when I get to the house, I'm going to sit at the right hand of my Father. He didn't say, I'm going to sit at the right hand of me. Or he didn't say, he said that I'm going to sit next to my Father. He's sitting next to someone else, and they still call him God.
Yeah, but I believe, like, with you and a lot of people's help, like, there is a revival that's kind of going away from this and this Jesus is God thing. So, and because we do need a religious revival, because that's part of why Canada is in the state we're in, because we are so secular. It's so, like, I'm in Vancouver right now, and it's kind of like BC is like California and Los Angeles. All the population is blue in the city, but outside of the province. You know, everyone doing the work in the mines and the fields. They're all Republican type things, right? Or we call it conservative, but
yeah. Nice.
But the politicians are now waking up because we're kind of uniting through like our freedom rallies and stuff like that to like pursue. We're putting more pressure on the politicians in the cities because you need to have the tariffs, and then just to put it like. To get people to wake up, and then now they're going to try to squash them because they could easily have no tariffs, right? But
yeah,
So
what a mess.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah, like, because even like if you look at read the Bible, Apostle Paul wrote 13 books in the Bible. All of them are talking about having faith in Jesus and the grace of God, right? And they mention every one of them, grace and faith in Jesus, but they don't ever mention the Holy Spirit because they were not Trinitarians back. Like, it was like 400 years later. But people are starting to wake up, and I love your show. You're so funny. And like I said, I'm trying not to be a beta, but my emotions. I get emotional sometimes. Like, you got to keep them in check because you got to be a man, right? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, man, well, you stay with it. And it's just going to get better for you. Become clearer and clearer. You have more understanding. It's going to be amazing, all right?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to our Dean. Out of Colorado. Ardeen, turn your phone.
Hi, how you doing?
All is well. Go ahead.
Hi. Turn the TV down. I'm sorry. He's on the... I'm going to the back room. I just want to tell you. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Are you there? Yeah, hi. When you were talking about terrorists, referring to attacks and calling it a terrorist, as opposed to just a regular attack. There's with that verbiage, it's very, very important because what it does when it hits the court system, if it is a terrorist attack, it has different criminal charges against it.
You're referring to that caller from New Orleans who was talking about a terrorist attack.
Yeah, when you were discussing why can't we call it a terrorist? I mean, what's a big deal? There is a big deal with that.
And why did he want? Why did he want us to call a terrorist attack a terrorist attack?
Well, why do you want to take the responsibility of in the court system? It's actually a different charge in the court system.
And so that's why they.
Why are you saying that? It's gaslighting. It's gaslighting, actually, Jesse.
Ardeen, what's the caller name from Louisiana?
Ryan.
When Ryan from Louisiana called and said we should not call a terrorist attack, are you agreeing with that?
I don't know. When you're on radio like you are right now, no, you should not. I mean, other people, they have to take responsibility for their own thing. But when you're talking for like what you're doing in the public forum, you have to be cautious with mentioning it as a terrorist attack. There is different charges. It's a stronger charge in the court system for a terrorist attack.
So are you saying that when the media say, hey, we had a terrorist attack, are you saying that we shouldn't say it was a terrorist attack?
If they're saying it's a terrorist attack, if they've been charged with a terrorist attack, yes, of course. But if it hasn't, no.
When it's been charged
with just an attack, that's a problem when you're saying terrorist attack.
When
a
guy
problem.
Was accused, allegedly, of doing a terrorist attack in Louisiana, was that a terrorist attack?
Was it the formal charges? Were they a terrorist attack?
No.
The formal charges.
No, I'm asking, was it a
right there.
I'm asking, was it a terrorist attack?
I'm not stating if it's a terrorist attack or not because I don't know the formal charges. When you're stating that, you can't say terrorist attack because it's different charges.
And so, like,
you understand that.
So when they were saying it was a terrorist attack, you were saying no one should have said it was a terrorist attack.
Unless they know for sure that it's been charged from the judicial and the, as far as the police and all that, you know, the FBI, whatever, it should not be at a terrorist attack.
And what should it be called?
That's their decision. It's their decision.
Who?
They're the ones with the evidence. We don't have the evidence.
Whose decision?
The person investigating the crime.
Amazing. And so when we had a terrorist attack in New York at the Tower Building, was that a terrorist attack?
Yes.
Oh, and why are you okay with that one?
Because it was designated and was charged as a terrorist attack. Do you understand that we can't just arbitrarily say, oh, that's a terrorist attack?
Why not?
Say if somebody down the corner from me stated, because it's different charges in the court system.
Amazing.
I got to go, okay?
Thank you. 888-775-3773. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Good old days when country and Western music was the thing. It's amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The Haik Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The Haik, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black. Better known as Arkansas or Swebbenport. And then the American Anchor Baby, energy. He and Donald Trump has all the energy. God gave it all to them at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. And get your coffee, Pachi's Coffee. It is good. Every bag roasted to order. Pachi's Coffee is amazing. You will love it. Top quality. And every 100%, every dime goes back to making, helping our work get done, helping us to do our work here at Bond and the radio show and everything. Thank you, all right? But you're going to love the coffee. You're going to get your money worth, and you're going to help us to help others. Go to RebuildingDemand.com. Oh, I thought I saw it up there. RebuildingDemand.com/store. RebuildingDemand.com/store. Punchy. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Possibly S. RebuildingDemand.com/stores.
We have discounts for people who subscribe.
Discount what?
If you subscribe and get like a subscription of coffee, you get a little bit off.
Oh, yeah? Is that up there?
Yes, sir.
Nice. Amazing. So thank you in advance, folks. I got to put this out there just to hear so I can hear some feedback from y'all about it. What do you think about this? What you think about? And I don't know what Hake think about it either. Do you remember when you first learned to swim? Did you just walk into the water on your own, or did someone throw you in there? Or got in with you and just let you float around by yourself and scared the heebie-jeebies out of you? I want you to watch this parent, I guess it's a parent, teaching the child how to swim, and I want to know if you think this is fine or not. Watch this from X. Wow.
You got it, baby. You got it. I'm right here, baby. You got it.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
Kid's fine. Look at him. He's crying, meaning he can breathe. You know how they say, I can't breathe. You can hear him crying. It means he's breathing. He's fine. Learning how to swim.
Really? What do you think about that, Hake, of the Hake Report?
Okay, so I saw this on Silent before, and it seemed totally fine. The kid seemed relatively chill. But now when I hear him crying, it's a little bit disturbing. But I like how the mother's handling it. The mother's handling it pretty calmly. But I don't know. That's not how I learned to swim. I learned to swim by, like, crawling along the side. And then eventually, like, baby steps, not just dropping me in. So I'm not sure what to think. I'm slightly disturbed. And yet, I'm also slightly impressed, somewhat impressed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you're disturbed and impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Two for the price of one.
It's kind of like mildly attractive, but also mildly repulsive. Horrific.
Amazing.
But shout out to the mother. I mean, it's good to learn to swim.
There is my producer telling me chat is saying a child called child services.
Chat's always looking to the government.
And Joel Friday is saying they do this for the sake of a child fall into the pool.
Yeah, in case a child falls into the pool, he'll know what to do somewhat.
Amazing.
Rather than just drown and die.
I don't believe in child abuse.
You don't believe in that there's such a thing?
No.
Nice.
But this is child abuse. This is child abuse. This is pure evil. This woman has traumatized this kid about swimming. This boy, I don't know if it was a boy or a girl, but
Looked like a boy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, seemed to be a boy, but he was coughing and afraid. He was crying.
Didn't even want to get in the first place.
Right. Didn't want to get in there. He was fighting, trying to stay on float. That's not the way you teach somebody to swim.
It's not how I learned.
Me either. I remember we used to go to the creek. You ever swim in the creek?
The creek was never deep enough to swim in.
But the creek back down by the house in Alabama, it was deep enough. And then if there were me and others who did not know how to swim, they're like, come on in, come on in. But they would just throw you in the water.
You get in little by little.
You get in little by little. Then once you're in, you love it.
Yeah.
With no fear, no trauma.
Yeah.
This child, whether boy or girl, been traumatized. The mother's evil for doing that. She got a thrill from that.
Dang.
This boy, baby, was trying hard to survive. That's fear.
Right.
That child wouldn't enjoy swimming at all.
True.
She should at least put some of those balloon things under the, and let him the just kind of feel safe swimming back and forth and eventually wean him off of that.
Yeah. And it's not like you don't know that you can't get in without those things.
Right.
Because you get a little taste of that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. That woman is very disturbing sometimes.
That woman is evil for doing that to that child. Where's the daddy?
Maybe he's the one recording it.
He should have gradually let him swim.
Yeah.
Feel it safe. Because you put the little bubble things on them, they enjoy swimming back and forth. They won't feel as afraid.
True. Or let them crawl along this edge.
Right. And this child is like trying hard to hold up. And he would cough it and cry even when she pulled him up. She's like, good job. That wasn't a good job. What an evil lady.
The kid looks like he's been trained in that too. Like he knew what was coming because he knew to be like face up. So
no,
this is probably not his first time.
They have classes on this. I've seen it. Like really, really young children and women that run these classes.
Whoa.
And they throw them in the pools. They teach them all this stuff. And they're always crying in those videos.
Dang. Oh, God.
This is like a whole thing.
And they
actually
love the thrill of seeing them cry.
And they're all, it's like six of them. And they come up and they're like, and they're always like, great job, great job.
Joel said, this hateful rhetoric of the mother good deed.
Joel disavows it. The hateful rhetoric of the towards the mother's good deed.
Yeah, he's saying the mother's good deed.
Yeah, you don't, you know how they, there's a saying,
indeed, Joel.
There's a saying, you don't throw them into the deep end right off the bat.
Yeah, I learned on my own, too.
I stayed in the shallow end.
What do me say?
Yeah, babies will do this naturally. I think he was responding to what I was saying. Some of these classes, they do them with really, with like little babies. And those don't cry. Those actually.
And they just throw them in the water like that?
They do all sorts of crazy things. They
people
like flip so them cool in the water.
See how evil people are? They traumatize you for life, and then they wonder why. Why are you so bad now?
Yeah, they push you when you're not ready.
Yeah. What a mess. Okay.
Interesting.
So, huh?
Interesting.
So you intrigued and not intrigued.
Right. I was a little bit disturbed and a little bit impressed.
I was all the way disturbed and right now impressed.
I guess I'm just charmed by and fooled by these women.
Evidently.
Terrible.
Yeah, he said that. Jared said hate was okay when you first heard it was silent.
Yeah.
And then you heard the baby cry.
And that I'm like, made it,
it was more dramatic to hear the sound because when I heard it this morning, I didn't hear the baby crying.
Right. And what did you think when you saw it just on silent?
I'm like, it seemed like it was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize the woman just threw him in there. I thought she put him in there.
Oh, yeah. No, she just dropped him in.
What an evil woman. Lord, have mercy. Who really cares who will save the world for the child that is destined to die?
Save the babies.
Save the babies. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Mike out of Florida. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey,
you're on the air.
How's it going, man?
All is well, Mike.
I called to answer the religious question.
Is anger a part of intelligence or stupidity?
I believe it's part of stupidity.
And why is that?
Well, because a lot of times, like when I witness to people, a lot of times if you challenge a core belief of theirs and they come to their own the end of their own knowledge, it seems to me you have two options, either to get angry or to take a position of learning. And most people, instead of take a position of learning or want to understand, they just get angry.
Very interesting, man. What? Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I got to wait until Sunday to respond, but thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting, though. Very interesting. Greg, about the swimming out of New York. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, so, Greg.
That's similar to how I learned how to swim. I was at my cousin's house, and my two cousins, they're older than me, and they were in the pool swimming fine. They had a pool in their backyard. And my mom took me, and I think she saw that I really wanted to swim. I never swam before. And she picked me up, and she didn't drop me in, like, that video, but she, like, threw me at an angle, and then I went in the middle of the pool, And then I tried to go to the corners of the pool to kind of stand up, but I couldn't. And my cousin had to come save me. But that's exactly how I learned how to swim. And I wouldn't say I was traumatized by it. I love swimming now. It's one of my favorite things to do.
And how old were you at the time?
It's got to be under 7 years old, probably 5, 6.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you think you saw the video we just played, right?
Right. It was a younger child. I'm not good with ages, but it was probably a baby or something.
And you think what that woman did to that child was fine?
Like Hank said, the noises the child was making did make her feel a little bit disturbed.
Yeah.
But other than that, it seemed okay, kind of. I mean, I'll tell you what, that baby did better swimming than I did. My cousins had to save me.
Amazing. So you thought, should the woman have done it that way?
Maybe not. Maybe waited till they were a little bit older because they were going to do it that way. And then, I don't know. If the baby is around the pool a lot, and I like what Joel said, if the baby was around the pool a lot, maybe you'd want to do that.
But so you don't know if the baby were around the pool or not. Now you're just going with thoughts about it.
Right. Okay. I would say probably not then, though.
Amazing. Thank you, Greg. Very interesting. Nope. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, sir. How are you?
All is well. Happy Black History Month.
Thank you. Same to you.
I was calling to respond to what you were talking about yesterday with MLK.
Oh, yeah, the video where he was being interviewed by a reporter.
Yes, and he was talking about being cruel to tell a bootless man to pull himself up by his bootstraps.
Right.
You seem to take issue with what he said, and I don't know what words he used or what he said that might have triggered you or sent you down the path of disagreeing with him, because it's hard to disagree with what he said.
Well, the reason I was disagreeing with him, because he made it seem that black people needed the white man and that they were not able to pull themselves up by themselves, that they needed someone else. And I know that that's not true. That's socialism.
And I don't think that's true either, but I also didn't take that away from what he said. When he said, like the snippet that you played, my takeaway from it wasn't that black people are helpless and they need white people to save them.
Well, why did he say that they, I don't, you know what, Roddy, I can't, it's hard. I'm gonna replay that tomorrow so I can remember, because right now I forgot about it. I know I replayed it, but I don't remember exactly what he said. So it's hard for me to respond, but I will tomorrow. I'll replay it. Hake is telling me that he said whites got to...
Whites got giveaways.
I can't hear you.
He said that whites got their giveaways. Whites got giveaways, like white farmers or whatever, Homestead Act, whatever it was. But blacks did not get those. And so blacks can't help themselves because they don't have any boots to work with.
And you believe that, Ronnie?
I don't think that Hake even got it correct at the end when he said that black people need boots or they need white people to give them boots. I don't think that's what he was saying. If you look at the Homestead Act, lot of land was, when people went to settle out west in Colorado and Wyoming and California, the government gave them people land, but they didn't give black people land. So when you say that black people are asking for handouts, I don't think they're asking for handouts. And I think Martin Luther King was just pointing out that the government assisted white people by giving them land, but they didn't do the same thing
but
for
he said
black
it was,
people. That's
but he
the
said
problem.
But he said it's cruel to tell them to pull themselves up by the bootstraps when they don't even have boots. So he is implying, that they need to be given boots.
Right, and that's true. So when you free slaves and say, okay, now you're free to do whatever, but they don't own land, what do you expect them to do?
Work.
Work and get the land. I know people who did that, even my family members, They didn't have land, but they worked and they had land. They bought land. They didn't complain.
So if all you, if all
they
you,
didn't complain
if the only thing...
that, white man didn't give me no land. They didn't give me no mule and a horse, free land and a mule. They just, especially before the so-called civil rights movement came along, especially with people like Martin Luther King, black people didn't have that mentality that they could not make it. I'm sure you could find one or two.
Black people also didn't own land, though.
Yes, they did.
There might have been a few black people that you knew that owned land. But
that's how life is.
Generally, black people did not own land.
But everybody's not going to own land, man.
Right, but the white people did. If you look at the Homestead Act, the way that they went, I didn't say it was all white people.
Some did and some didn't. Just like with the blacks, some did and some didn't.
But when they did the Homestead Act, the biggest beneficiary of that was white people. Black people didn't benefit from the Homestead Act.
I don't even know what
That's what he was pointing out. And I don't think he was complaining. I think he was just trying to shed light on something that's true.
He was complaining. He's wrong. I'm going to replay it just to be correct. He can have the final thing you want to say to you about it.
Why are you following in his direction? Because he's directing you to compare what whites got versus what blacks didn't get.
That's a good point.
I'm not following his direction. I'm looking at what he's shedding light on.
But why are you comparing?
And I've studied the Homestead Act. And I've talked to you about how James Polk kind of helped expand the United States the same way Jefferson did. And when we look at the land that was expanded, Utah, Wyoming, Colorado, a majority of that land was given away to white people. And black people weren't involved. And
but
that's
why are
not
you
fair.
Comparing what whites got versus what blacks didn't get? Why are you comparing
because
that?
Because those were white Americans getting something that black Americans couldn't get.
And you so just repeated what I said. You didn't say why you're focusing on that.
Because it's important. When you look at the fact that what black people weren't given land, we know that the land is the biggest way to get wealth in a capitalist society. Would you disagree with that?
No, I wouldn't disagree with that. But you're still comparing. Why are you
If land ownership leads to being wealthy and you deny people the opportunity to own land, you're denying them the opportunity to get wealthy.
They were denied it.
No. That's why you can't find a black city or a black town that was given to black people based on the Homestead Act, but you can do that with white people.
By opportunity, he means the government giving it to them.
What?
By
the same way that they gave it to white people. The same exact way they gave it to white people.
Running.
The same way they gave it to white people.
Running.
I'm listening.
I got to run because of time, but I want you to call me back tomorrow with this, and I'm going to play that soundbite so the people who did not hear it would know what we were talking about. Or if you can't call me tomorrow, whenever you can, then I'll play it, all right?
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats. 10 coffees from Nikki. Since we don't have... Oh, yeah, I already read that one. Forgive your mama bought a coffee. What's the best way to show my gratitude to God?
By not showing it. Just forget about it. Don't try to show him anything, and you'll be fine.
3 coffees from, at this point, just call me Mike, from the 30th. This might be the one that I supposedly missed.
And he did say in the Bible, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will love one another. You will love your enemy. You will treat people, fine. But thank you, though. Don't worry about it.
At this point, just call me Mike said, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
The world ain't getting no better. You got to change it. You and me. I need a little help, y'all. I need a little help. Amazing. Thank you.
The world has changed so much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty.
That's right. Tell me about it,
there,
Grandpa.
Now, hopefully that was the one that you think that I missed, and I might have missed it. Jim in Alaska from Punchy.tv. Morning. I can't watch Punchy.tv today for some reason. Something about some issue. So I'll jump to YouTube. By the way, we woke up to a warm cup of delicious Punchy's coffee this morning. Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. That's amazing. Check out Punchy Coffee, rebuildingtheman.com/stores.
Salty MAGA Matt gifted a subscription To JLP.
How are people working on it now, Toe?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Salty MAGA Matt with a rumble rant. Biblical question answer.
What is anger, a part of intelligence or stupidity?
Anger comes from intelligence because Satan ain't a dummy, and anger is from Satan, says MAGA Matt.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jabrail says, when my father threw me into the pool, I was not afraid. After all, father was near.
That makes sense, but how old were you?
Good question.
Yeah, amazing.
Angban Art bought a coffee. Did Jesus say he is the Son of God or the Son of Man?
He said he was the Son of the Father. He mentioned Son of Man, but he said he was the Son of the Father. He and the Father are one. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to today's top contributors on the DLive crew. Greenwall, Games for Rec, Misty, Kid Combo 1, Wolf 336, Just Dying, and Army Ann and the rest of the supporters, as well as Pastor Chatelet, Age of Inversion, Buddy 1205, Son of Liberty LGB, and others over on the Rumble crew. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Get on the straight and narrow, folks. You can have perfect peace right here on Earth. You don't have to wait till you die. And there's no death anyway. Only one death. And that's the death of the ego, which most people are not going to do. But you can have perfect peace right here on Earth. All right? Forgive your mothers, all mothers, no matter who they are. You got to forgive them if you want to be free. And return to your fathers. All right? Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/silent prayer. Do that. Thank you all for your support, super chats, and your donations, and your coffees, and all that. Al, out of Pennsylvania, I really wanted to talk to you about Jesus being God, so call me back on that. Jimmy, out of Florida. Rick, out of Hampton. And the rest of the call, someone just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. Man, who I was in the third hour tomorrow. Amazing thing. Hake is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Thank you all. I don't know where the time went. 3 hours gone. I got to do 3 hours of the Father State now. What the? 3 more hours of talking. We black. If we ain't singing or dancing, we're talking. Amazing. Have a good day, folks. Bye. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.